Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager of NCBA talking Superfund relief. Back on that in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality, as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
A little over a year ago, President Trump signed into law the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2018 that included a title called the Fair Agriculture Reporting Method Act, or the Farm Act. This expressly exempts reporting of air emissions from animal waste at a farm from CERCLA Section 103. Then last fall, then Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler proposed the reporting exemption under the EPCRA Act, EPRA. Then earlier this month, that proposed rule went final. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler making that announcement. Scott Yeager, Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says we're talking about lots of acronyms here, but this law is really what the public knows as the Superfund Law, and it means that no longer a livestock producer potentially would have to call the Coast Guard up and report on the odor of poop.
We're talking Superfund, and this is a law that was designed by Congress to help clean up and rehabilitate toxic waste dump sites. Now, that law also has reporting requirements that environmental groups were able to basically attach to agricultural producers so that producers would have to report to the government. Now, that happened in 2017 with a D.C. Circuit Court decision, and we were estimating that about 200,000 producers would have had to report under CERCLA by virtue of that bad court decision. The good news is that here at NCBA and working with our other friends in the barnyard in D.C., we were able to get Congress to change the law to exempt farms from having to report under CERCLA. That was called the Farm Bill, or Farm Act. So when Congress passed the Farm Act, that gave EPA a reason to change EPCRA. And EPCRA is the same reports, but it's sent to your local and state level. So we were basically able to get a buy one, get one free out of passing the Farm Act through the Congress. Now we're sitting here today with an exemption under EPCRA as well. And this is a whole lot of alphabet soup, but the good news is it means less regulatory burden on producers. You can spend more time managing your operation rather than filling out paperwork.
Scott Yeager says that while we no longer have to make the call on the odor of manure, you still need to have a relationship with your local emergency responders just in case of that inevitable disaster somewhere down the road.
What we've been doing here at NCBA is we've been working with the local emergency response community to develop tools that will help enhance the dialogue between your local firefighter and your agricultural producer. And that's what we really want to do, and it's really low-hanging fruit. It's basically call your local fire chief or call your local police department and have a conversation with the people who will be responding to an emergency when you dial 911, right? And what that does is it lets you know what they're capable of, and it lets them know, okay, what are potential hazards on my farm? Do I have a propane tank out there? Do I have a diesel tank that's buried in the ground that they might not see when they're coming on site to put out a fire? Things like that really help to save lives of both emergency responders and people who are working at the farm. So we see it as a win-win situation, and it's something that it can be accomplished with something as easy as making a phone call and having a conversation with your local emergency responders.
Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their Washington, D.C. office, Scott Yeager. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.